If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Game is Big Dummy. 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game?
Hello, Andrea. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy.
Hola.
Hola. Andrea, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
What are you doing? Are you drinking a Men's Room IPA?
No, I
caught none of that.
I had a White Claw.
All right. What flavor did you get?
Gosh, it was a passion fruit one.
Huh.
How many different flavors do they have? I was at a local watering hole last week, and a dude came in, said to the bartender, "Hey, man, a White Claw." And she's like, "Dude, what flavor?" He said anything other than, and I don't remember the one he didn't want, but he started reading off all the different White Claws. We got this one, Jesus, God.
That's what I do. I just go in, I go, anything but apple.
Okay.
You like apples.
I like the apple.
Ted.
It's too sweet, man.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Last night I was rocking watermelons.
Andre, our Men's Room poll, you never have to hear one again. Are you taking speakerphone people, megaphone preachers, leaf blowers, or backup beeping?
Definitely speakerphone people.
All right. I like it.
It's weird because so many people don't want to hear speakerphone people, but so many speakerphone people exist, they're clearly oblivious to how annoying they are.
Oh, and if you call them out on it, they get real aggressive and pissed.
Real quick.
I'm having a conversation here. Like, yeah, I know, dude.
We know because we hear it, you dumbass.
We're included in it.
Also, you're just wrong about that. She's right.
You should just do that. Yeah, I agree with your wife, man.
You are an idiot.
Since I can hear her.
Right. Your friends are dumb.
All right, Andre, here is your question. What is the tallest building in the United States?
Ooh. Sears Tower?
That was a real fart. And
is it the Freedom Tower?
It's no longer the Sears Tower. It is the now, what you're talking about, Willis Tower. And no, I want to say it's the second tallest. It is, in fact, One World Trade Center.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Now you know. All right, what is the very bottom soil... What is the very bottom soil horizon called? So you dig all the way through the dirt. What's the final level of
the soil? Bottom.
Yeah. You've heard of this term.
Crust?
The mantle.
Nope.
Oh.
Where do the Flintstones live?
Bedrock.
There you go.
Oh.
Is that an old cheesy rap song, too? Something about bedrock? I can make you bedrock.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Andrea knows. She's like,
yeah, she's drinking a White Claw. She knows.
All right, Andrea. A Tangelo, which sounds like an artist, a Tangelo is a fruit hybrid of a mandarin orange and what other fruit?
And you said a tangerine and a what?
It's a Tangelo is a fruit hybrid of a mandarin orange and what
mandarin.
Other fruit?
A tangerine?
That would make sense. That's what my guess, because it sounds like a grapefruit.
Oh.
Yeah.
It does sound like the Angela.
Am I the only one who believes that the grapefruit is the worst of the citrus family?
You're not nearly the only person who thinks that.
Okay.
I think, look, even people that like grapefruit, I think, oh, look, in a world of citrus, it's the worst.
Yes. Because there's so much that you have to get around. Like, you have to take the skin off of the individual slices because that's so bitter.
It's so bitter.
I mean, my grandparents ate grapefruit all the time, but they had a little sugar jar, and they'd sprinkle sugar on it and then get that weird little spoon and scrape it out.
Fresca's as close as I get.
Now, grapefruit juice I like.
Correct.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can't. I just can't do it, man.
It's really good for cocktails, too.
Yeah, in a cocktail, sure.
I'll tell you what, White Claw's got a grapefruit. Why don't you give that a try?
That's a fact. Right. It's actually one of their better flavors.
Would you try the Tangelo White Claw?
Yes.
I know you would.
Mike and I could say yes quick enough.
Basically,
any flavor you say, like, yeah.
Did you see they got a grape flavor now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They have it at our local. It's great.
Really?
Is it good?
Yeah.
I haven't tried it yet. You're too jacked on that.
I know. The smile on your face.
It's
like,
fantastic, man.
All right, Andrea. What's that?
The grapefruit high noon is the best.
Oh, yes. I'll give good you call. Don't even get me started on those.
Well done.
We could probably do an entire show on White Claw flavors and why you like it.
Yes.
All right, your question. What 2004 movie spawned a line of popular T-shirts reading, quote, vote for Pedro?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Napoleon Dynamite.
Got it.
Very good.
Throw that out there. Vote for Pedro, by the way, also a fantastic local cover band.
Am I in the minority in saying that movie was not that good?
That movie was awesome. It's fine.
Okay.
No, I loved it.
It's okay.
It was definitely meme culture when I was in high school, but like
I thought just the way they filmed it was very unique. It was just a different way of doing it.
When's the last time we watched?
Probably 2 years ago on
all right. That's fair.
What the hell is it? Indie whatever movie
channel. I know which one you're talking about.
IFC or Dude, I mean, if I'm sitting down to watch television at night, of course I'm baked. It's like, how baked were you when you watched the Mariners lose last night?
Right.
Or yesterday afternoon, you know?
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola. Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Also stoned.
All right. Nice. Okay, Matt. Okay, our poll. You're never going to have to hear one again. Are you taking speakerphone people, megaphone preachers, leaf blowers, or backup beeping?
Speakerphone people.
Another one. Okay.
Yep.
All right, Matt. Here is your question. Multiple choice. Covalent, ionic, or metallic? What type of chemical bond is the strongest? Covalent, ionic, or metallic?
Covalent.
Covalent. Covalent, ionic, or metallic? Thank you, Mike.
I got you, man.
Let's go ionic.
One and done.
Wow. Was that a blind guess or did you know?
I'd have to say I guessed it, Pat.
I know, but the way you said it with some confidence. So it's like, maybe he knows. All right. Let's give you a true or false question. Marrakesh is the capital of Morocco.
False.
Hold on.
Monaco is.
Monaco, Morocco?
No.
No, Monaco's not in Morocco.
Monaco, is it Monaco? Is it its own place or is it one of the quadrants of Morocco? No, actually, well, the capital of Morocco is Rabat.
Rabat.
R-A-B-A-T.
So where is it?
Where's what?
Marrakesh Express.
I'm not sure, man.
Did you say Marrakesh?
So the question was, is Marrakesh India? The capital of Morocco, which it is not.
No, I know it's not, but I thought it was in India for some reason.
I thought it was like Northern Africa, but I'm not sure.
I feel like it's Middle Eastern.
Really? I'm like, we all know the name, man, but I don't know where it is. Where's Zanzibar?
Zanzibar's
off Africa.
Oh, now we all know where Zanzibar is, but not Marrakesh. I feel like
I know is the Crosby, Stills, Nash tune, Marrakesh.
But Marrakesh does sound like the name of an Indian restaurant.
It is. So it would lead you to believe it's India. Maybe it's India, yes. That makes sense when you put it that way, Ted. Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Aaron, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Aaron, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, we're dealing with sounds. You will never have to hear the sound again of speakerphone people, megaphone preachers, leaf blowers, or backup beeping.
I love my wife, but I'm going to have to go with speakerphone people.
Is she a speakerphone person?
Yes, particularly her and her mother.
Why? Now, if this is in your home, I understand you can step outside. Does she do this in public?
From time to time, but it's just more of an annoyance to me.
Well, one time is more than enough time. Do you ever ask her, like, why don't you just hold the phone up to your head?
Like it was designed.
Kids.
Marrakesh, by the way, is in Morocco.
Marrakesh is in Morocco. It's just not the capital. I'll be son of a bitch.
We are idiots.
No, I've been to a place called Marrakesh, blah, that was Indian cuisine. I wonder what the connection is. I don't know. So where's Morocco?
Where is it?
Yeah, where's Morocco? Is it Northern Africa?
It's Northern Africa, right?
Okay, so I got that one right.
You got that right.
All right.
Marrakesh just happens to be in Morocco, right off the coast of Spain, actually.
Yeah, of course.
I heard there's a lot of stray cats there.
Is that the island where the stray cat? No, he's not wrong, man.
There's a handful of places, like even Greece, like you can find a whole lot of stray cats and stuff out there, too.
What is going on with these island nations?
Got a lot of kitties.
Okay.
I'm down, dude. My wife wants to go. We're going to take one home.
Oh, God. This is a Grecian.
Well, it's on the coast. It's not an island, Morocco.
Oh, I thought it was its own little island. All right. I know nothing about Morocco. That's what we're coming up with. Oh, there it is. All right. Yeah, northwestern.
Okay.
All right.
That general location. Next week on Big W, we have an Africa quiz.
Yeah.
We clearly need to brush up a little bit.
All right, here's your question. What was the first video game played in space?
Atari.
Well, it was probably played on an Atari, but what was the game?
Yeah.
Pac-Man.
Was it Tetris?
It was Tetris.
Oh, Tetris. Okay.
Doesn't that make sense? Where are the astronauts?
Yeah.
I want a challenge. Did you know every astronaut talks of
it? I do.
Yeah, they really did change. Houston, we have landed.
It's part of the interview process. Where'd you go to school? University of Iowa.
Houston, we have a problem.
I've always been fascinated in space.
Well, you're hired. You are hired.
Hey, we got to knock the astronauts down a peg, Ted,
all
right?
I've been in orbit for a year.
I went to Harvard. They don't talk like that until they've gone to space.
Though. I pooped in a floating bag. Have you?
I love Tang.
They got to make a noise before they speak. I went to space. All right. Every word begins with the letters NY.
I
went to.
Technically, that dog could still be alive.
spinning around the earth.
Look, I'm slowly going to Dr. Evil. You ever been strapped into a wall when you sleep?
We can hear the dog barking.
Nobody can hear you screaming, babe. Interstellar was fake.
This is Houston. Please let us know you're there.
Aaron, are you still there?
Hello.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Star Wars was
bull. Right along with you.
All right, here's your question. What year saw the release of the first Hot Wheels car?
Oh, 1951.
I'll say 1962.
1968.
Shoot. All right, Aaron, question number three.
All right, Aaron, how many feet equal one fathom?
That's how Katy Perry talks now.
It's like 22 feet.
Come on, Mike.
It is 6 feet.
6 feet. That is correct.
Wow.
I am 1 fathom and 4 inches tall.
Yeah.
All right. You're right, Katy Perry gets back. Yeah, it was wonderful.
Yeah, and did you see my flower?
I guess the girl.
You're gonna hear me roar. Making space.
All right, your question. What is the blood-sucking creature from Puerto Rican and Mexican lore?
Oh, hell yeah. Is it a restaurant you guys like to eat at?
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Is that the Chupacabra?
Yes. There you go. Nice job.
Why is it always El Chupacabra?
What's that?
The.
Well, I know the, but what if it were female?
The.
Oh.
That'd be La Chupacabra. I'm just saying they just make the assumption
Chupacabras
that it's a dude.
Are only dudes. Well,
and when you say blood sucker, ladies, I apologize for this. I typically feel like that's usually to describe a woman more than a guy.
Dracula? Well,
there's him. But after that, like, oh, she was a bloodsucker.
The L and the law are not necessarily that the subject is male or female. More, it is masculine or feminine.
Feminine, you go law. Otherwise, you go L.
Correct. So it's not that it's not their sex. It's about the word itself. So it's El Chupacabra, just because that's just the way the word is. It's a more masculine.
Okay, but the
word.
Way I learned Spanish, and to be fair, I don't know Spanish, but the little bit I remembered. Typically, if it begins with L, then the next word will end with O. If you have the...
To a degree, yeah.
Because typically the masculine goes O versus the female goes A.
A, correct.
So it's El Chupacabra. In my mind, it should be El Chupacabra.
It should be La Chupacabra.
That's all I'm saying.
La Chupacabra.
La Chupacabra, La Chupacabra.
Gave us Big Dummy 206-803 Rock.
I think we nailed the Spanish language.
Oh, my God, I'm set.
We crushed.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Tom, are you on team sober or team not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Tom, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, you never have to hear one again. Speakerphone people, megaphone preachers, leaf blowers, or backup beeping?
Speakerphone people.
All right. Pretty popular answer today.
Chupacabra, by the way, somebody said they saw one in Amarillo, Texas in 2022.
Well, it's definitely huge, so it's predominantly Puerto Rico, Mexico, and then the American Southwest.
Yeah.
So I don't know how Puerto Rico fits into that. You're like, Mexico to the American Southwest, you're like, right. You're all kind of tied together. It's like, what, swim over to Puerto Rico, suck some blood, and swim back?
Probably.
Yeah. I'm going to ask him.
It was just in the mood for a good mafungo.
Yes. All right, your question. In the year 2000, which artist tied Michael Jackson's 1984 record of winning 8 Grammys in a single year?
Oh, no, I'd say Celine Dion.
That's not a bad guess.
Year was 2000?
Year was 2000.
Mariah Carey?
No, I guess Garth Brooks. I was wrong.
Backstreet Boys.
It's not an artist like that, man. This dude has been around for a very long time.
All right.
And in 2000, he teamed up with our friend Rob Thomas. But
Santana?
Yeah, so that really? Supernatural.
Nobody would have guessed that.
I know. That's why I basically asked. Like, homeboy cleaned it up. Somehow, like, he showed up, he did his thing, and we're like, all right, see you on the flip side.
Damn.
8 Grammys. All right. Your question, whose mother complained about her son swearing in the movie Goodfellas?
Probably Joe Pesci's mother.
Nice job, John.
Now, I find this odd because in my mind, I'm like, have you met your son?
Wasn't he a legit tough guy?
Pesci?
Yeah.
I don't think physically that's possible.
I'm pretty sure, though, I think that
a couple of the guys.
It's a legit
were.
One of their moms. It might be his mom.
Legitimately, his mom.
It was his mom.
Yeah.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
I almost said welcome to the drive-thru.
Welcome to the jungle, Nick.
I was like,
no idea.
I almost said welcome to the drive-thru.
No, I almost said welcome to the drive-thru. Then I'm like, what the hell am I talking?
Nick, welcome to the jungle. Are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right. Okay, Nick, our men's room poll. You'll never have to hear one again. Speakerphone people, megaphone preachers, leaf blowers, or backup beeping.
I like all those sounds, but I guess I'm going to have to take speakerphone people and take it a step further and say people listen to their music in public on their phone.
Basically, that's what that means. Agreed. That means if you're watching a show, if you're listening to music, any way that I can hear what's going on with your phone is a speakerphone person.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand the disconnect. Although, Ted, you and I have had this conversation. There's people that think their headphones are plugged in, but they're not. So like, they're rocking out and everyone hears it, but you're like, they don't realize that we can hear.
Yeah.
You kind of plug it in all the way. All right. Your question. What is the capital of Missouri?
Oh, man. I don't know. So here's a throwaway answer. Texas.
Is that Jefferson City?
We're moving on up. Moving on up. To the top. All right. What is the capital of New Jersey?
Is it Newark?
It is Trenton.
Mm-hmm.
Trenton. Oh, I should have known that.
Why? Why should you have known that?
There's nothing in Trenton.
No. It's because of some books I read like 10 years ago. It took place in Trenton. Like, there's like 20 of these books, man.
It take place in Trenton, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What are you reading, the Hardy Boys?
No. Close, though.
Were the Hardy Boys like Rhode Island or something like that?
They were in the woods.
They were in New England.
Yeah. Somewhere in New England. All right, your question. What country borders Spain directly to the west?
Oh.
France?
Portugal.
Oh.
The Portuguese were like, whatever, Spain, we're keeping this coastline.
We got all the sailors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, which president said, quote, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself?
Wasn't that FDR?
Oh,
Harry Truman?
JFK.
Oh, damn it.
Dang.
The only thing we have to fear
is...
That's not...
People in grassy knolls. All right.
Now, there's a conspiracy room. Like, if he had said that, like, come on. This isn't a theory.
My nephew.
God, no kidding. Just clear your throat, boy.
Yeah.
All right, your question.
He can't speak. My nephew will sound like Dawn of the Dead.
That's the guy I trust to make health decisions. I mean, just listen to me.
Don't worry, kid. Smoking doesn't
kill
you.
Shake him up like a snow globe. Get all the phlegm out of his throat.
I'm taking the warnings off the cigarette packs.
Nothing to be worried about.
Don't you worry.
All right, multiple choice question for you. Which president said, quote, the buck stops here? Was it Truman, Reagan, Clinton, or Lincoln?
I'm going to say Truman.
Okay.
That is true, man.
You're in the men's room.
From the Sex Pistols, Steve Jones, the guitarist, coming up here on the program right after the game known as Big Dummy. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Dummy. Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Jason, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Jason, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, all about the noise today, but you will never have to hear one again. Is it speakerphone people, megaphone preachers, leaf blowers, or backup beeping?
I loathe speakerphone people, especially in public, but I think I'm going to have to go with megaphone preachers. They just get under my skin in a way that most other people can't.
That's fair.
I agree.
All right, Jason, here's your question. What color M&M was retired to make way for blue M&Ms in 1995?
Shot in the dark. Purple?
Was it light brown?
Tan, yeah.
Yeah.
What are the colors in M&Ms? Green, yellow, red, green, red, yellow, blue,
think brown. Brown, got it.
That's it? There's five? All right. That is kind of weird. Like, why do you have to sacrifice a color just to add another color?
Wow. You know what
I mean? There's bags of the same size, so it'd just be fewer of each color, but just add it in, man.
I don't know.
That is a strange. Like, hey, we got to get rid of tan. Blue it is.
I think the only time I actively buy, like, a big bag of M&Ms is Christmas.
Halloween and Christmas, that is about it.
Yeah.
And they're delicious. I just never buy them. All right. Your question, which legendary character killed Grendel? Which I maintain.
Sorry, say that again, the last part.
Which legendary character killed Grendel?
I don't know who Grendel, what Grendel is. Snow White.
Snow White.
Beowulf?
Beowulf. Doesn't Grendel sound like, I don't know, another name for your perineum?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, tickle my Grendel, baby. Yeah. Your question. Who is actress Blythe Danner's daughter?
No clue.
She's very Billie annoying. Eilish. Billie Eilish. That would be Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth.
I forgot to warn you guys. I'm kind of stupid, so we might be here for a while.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's an odd question.
What, the Blythe Danner one?
Yeah.
Screw you.
Well, I'm just saying, not knowing that doesn't make you dumb.
No, he's stupid. I mean, my God.
Not knowing that Marrakesh is actually in Morocco. Morocco's just in Northern Africa.
Yeah, that's a little ugly there.
That's where we look dumb.
All right, your question.
Is it India?
Well, then I thought it was at the end based on the restaurants, and it's not. Why would you name an Indian restaurant Marrakesh? Like, oh, no, it's in Africa. Like, cool. All right. I mean, if I go to, like, a Texas barbecue house, and it's like, nah, dude, we just serve pasta. I'm like, well, what the F? Okay, your question. Iggy Pop is considered the grandfather of what genre? The shirtless one.
Brit rock?
Punk?
Punk.
Iggy, question five. Iggy, where's your shirt?
Expressing myself.
Your question, when Columbus reached the Bahamas, where did he think he was?
India.
You're not dumb.
Okay. Nice job.
And guess what? Marrakesh, not in India.
That's right.
He got there. Where's
someone Marrakesh? Someone says it wasn't JFK. It said it was FDR that said the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Was it FDR?
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't think
it's
it was
on the
JFK.
Text, but I don't know.
Well, then that guy was right, if that's the case.
Because, right, wasn't it on one of his classic, like, radio broadcasts?
I thought it was.
It's seeming that
it just, when I hear it in my head, it has that Massachusetts accent.
You know what? And I've seen the clip. It's a black and white.
It's got the hot Boston accent.
It's definitely FDR.
All right. It's FDR.
It was from his first inaugural address.
Okay.
Well, now
we know what's going on.
Hello, Adrian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
Adrian, are you sober or not sober?
Oh, I'm not sober.
Are you drinking a men's room IPA in the bright yellow can?
No, we don't have those down here. I'm drinking a strawberry soju.
Where are you? Where are you, Adrian?
Santa Monica.
Okay, down in California.
Did you say you're drinking strawberry soju?
Yeah.
All right, I didn't see a Korean liquor coming up today.
No.
Well, we ended by Korean store.
Yeah. Adrian, no, you'll never have to hear one again. Are you taking speakerphone people, megaphone preachers, leaf blowers, or backup beeping?
Megaphone, for sure.
Speakerphone, people?
Megaphone.
Oh, megaphone. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Hey, but I'm happy that was the actual Ozzy interview, you know? I enjoyed listening to it, and
Ozzy interview.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, man. I was more intrigued by Miles' voice.
Oh, damn.
I was. It's not an insult. It's just
I was, too. I was like, who is that guy?
How old are we, man?
But I sound a lot better now.
Oh, definitely.
Tons.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I do phone sex.
Definitely, Miles.
Yeah, thank you, Adrian. I love you.
But he does phone sex on speakerphone.
To dudes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, touch me right there,
come
dude.
On, big preacher man. You know you wanted, the sign says different, but I know.
All right, your question.
You want these two CDs?
Multiple choice. Ribbons, buttons, or patches... Compounophobia is the fear of what? Ribbons, buttons, or patches? Oh, my.
Compounophobia?
Compounophobia.
Buttons?
One and done.
Did you piece nice that together job. From the compounophobia prefix?
Yeah, no, that was just a guess.
Okay.
All right.
Because kept repeating it and then got it right. I'm like, tell me he's one of these spelling bee people. All right. True or false? Timothée Chalamet went to the same school as Nicki Minaj.
True. Yeah, I remember hearing that somewhere.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Where did he go to school?
Somewhere in New York.
School of the Arts in New York.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like Pac and Jada Pinkett
Smith.
Oh, yeah. Both from the same part of the country.
Big W is the game, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, driving home.
All right, Justin, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. Never have to hear one again. Are you taking speakerphone people, megaphone preachers, leaf blowers, or backup beepers?
You know, I think it was just last week I was donating plasma, and this girl was on her speakerphone the entire time, and I was like, you know, just kind of relax. So, yeah, speakerphone people.
All right.
All right, that's
fair. Why is it so prevalent at, like, a doctor's office or a medical
thing? I don't know.
That's what I don't understand.
In a place where you should be quiet.
Is it because it's just old people? I mean, I'm an old person.
But it's places where you should be quiet.
Yep.
Generally speaking. All right, Justin. Here is your question. What does TNT stand for, as in the explosives?
Let's see here.
It's not dynamite.
Angus Young might know, but let's see.
You have any idea?
I used to know, but not anymore. So.
I knew the T in the end, but I wasn't sure of the last T.
Yeah, because one of them's nitroglycerin, right?
Not nitroglycerin. It's trinitrotoluene.
Hmm. I'm not sure I've ever heard that.
Really?
No. Nope.
I mean, you don't hear it much, but yeah. All right, Justin. According to the Bible, there were how many plagues of Egypt?
Was that five?
Oh, no, it was twice as bad. 10 plagues of Egypt. Miles, can you give me some yakety sacks as we review the 10 plagues of Egypt? I don't know what Egypt did, but God's like, yeah, I'm bringing it to you, man.
Well, they wouldn't let the Hebrews go.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he was a little salty about that. So your 10 plagues of Egypt, in order. We have blood. The Nile River and all other bodies of water in Egypt turned to blood, killing the fish and making the water undrinkable. Number two, we have frogs. Swarms of frogs infested the land, entering homes and even beds. At number three on the 10 plagues of Egypt, lice. Lice or gnats covered the land, infesting people and animals and giving rise to the term cooties. At number four, flies. Swarms of flies plagued the Egyptians, causing distress and potential disease. At number five on the 10 plagues of Egypt, we bring you livestock pestilence, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Deadly disease struck the livestock of the Egyptians, killing many animals. At number six, boils. Who doesn't find boils sexy? Egyptians and their livestock develop painful boils on their skin. At number seven on the 10 plagues of Egypt, we bring you hail. A hailstorm, not the band, but a hailstorm of fire and ice destroying crops and trees. Coming in at number eight, everybody's favorite bug, everybody's favorite insect, locust. A massive swarm of locusts devoured all remaining vegetation. At number 10, we have Charlie Murphy, a.k.a. Darkness. A thick darkness enveloped Egypt for 3 days, making it impossible to see. And finally, number 10 on the list of your Egyptian plague, death of the firstborn. That's right. The final plague was the death of every firstborn son in Egypt, both human and animal. Lucky for you ladies, if you were firstborn, you get to keep on kicking.
I'm not going to lie. I was trying to remember a Rugrats episode.
You're trying to remember what episode?
A Rugrats episode where they did the plague. They didn't do all of those.
They covered... Wow. Rugrats a little different than I thought it was. All right, your question. The word alphabet comes from which two Greek letters?
Alpha and beta.
Boom. Yeah, nice job. Nice
I weren't
job.
Even clever. Same with ABBA.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rob.
Hello, Dwayne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Dwayne, are you sober or not sober?
I'm drinking.
That is the fact that you had to think about
right.
it.
I'm drinking.
Are you
What's your beverage of choice, Dwayne?
I am drinking a men's room lager.
All right. Yes. Thank you, brother. We appreciate that. All right, Dwayne, you never have to hear one again. Are you taking speakerphone people, megaphone preachers, leaf blowers, or backup beeping?
Speakerphone people all the way, man.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm going to write a song. I feel like it's like a reggae tune. Speakerphone people.
I think you can go Marilyn Manson.
Just talk.
We all can do it.
The speakerphone people. The speakerphone people. Shut up. Speakerphone people. Speakerphone people. I'm so scary. No, you're not.
Actually, when you see him in real life, I think he's creepy.
He's a weird dude. He's
huge. When he dresses weird, you go, all right, that's a dude that dresses weird. And then you see him without all the makeup, you're like, that's a creepy looking mofo.
You're 6 foot seven.
Mm-hmm. And weird. All right, your question. Refraction is the word we use when light changes what?
Direction.
All right, Dwayne, one and done.
One and done. All right, let's see here. True or false question for you. Hippos sweat a green substance. Hippos sweat a green substance.
Well, I never heard that before. Sounds weird enough, but still true.
It's not, but when hippos sweat, they do sweat a red substance. But that's a little creepy.
That's when they get red Gatorade.
It's just hippo sweat.
Yep, hippo sweat.
With a little bit of sugar and electrolytes. Hello, Tim. Welcome to the men's room.
Tim?
Hola.
Hola. Tim, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, unfortunately.
What's wrong? What's going on, Tim?
Sober, unfortunately.
Okay.
This is you sober. All right.
Do you get excited when you get hammered?
Very excited.
Okay.
I rarely say this. You might need to do cocaine.
Tim, never have to hear one again. Speakerphone people, megaphone preachers, leaf blowers, or backup beeping.
Let's go speakerphone.
Speakerphone people. Yes, speakerphone people.
Tim, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
You're okay. Are you on the speakerphone right now?
Bluetooth.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah. So you don't want to hear speakerphone people, but you, in fact, are basically using speakerphone.
He doesn't want to hear them.
I see.
Now they can hear him.
Okay. Because we can barely hear you, Tim.
Which is the great irony of the speakerphone. When someone's on speakerphone, it's harder for us to hear them, but everyone in the freaking world can hear both sides of the conversation. I don't get it. Mm-hmm. All right, here is your question. Guy Montag is the main character of what famous book? I know it's one of the few that, Ted, you have read. I believe in high school.
I have no clue.
Well, take a
school book. Yeah, just take a book. Any book.
Think about it.
Does it need to be ironed?
No.
Is it getting hot in here?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
That take off your clothes.
Yeah, Tim, just name a book.
I just want to know if you can name a book. What was your guess?
The Bible?
the Bible. No, that would be Jesus, kind of the main character there in the Bible. In this case, Guy Montag, where I can see the confusion.
Oh, yeah.
Fahrenheit 451.
For some reason, I thought you said he wrote it. So I'm like, well, Bradbury wrote it.
He's the main character. Yeah,
this is the fireman.
Yes.
Or Little Wayne.
All right, your question. Where in space would you find an event horizon?
Oh, nice.
A black hole.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Wow, Tim, nice job.
That's what I call my butt cheeks, the event horizon.
I'm shocked. No. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Hey,
Dummy! Hello, Zach. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Zach, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
What is it?
Sober.
Sober.
Okay.
Zach, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, you never have to hear one again. Speakerphone people, megaphone preachers, leaf blowers, or backup beeping?
Speakerphone people.
All right, speakerphone it is.
Speakerphone people.
That is actually stuck in my head now.
Shut up. Speakerphone people. The speakerphone people. Shut up.
All right, your question. Quincy is the inflammation of what body organ due to abscess? Which kind of sucks if your name is Quincy.
Liver?
Any guesses? I give you a hint. A lot of children seem to have this organ removed.
Tonsils.
Tonsils.
Hell, I still have mine.
I do, too.
That worries me.
No, you're fine.
Oh.
I mean, I was growing up, a lot of kids, it was like 50% of the kids got their tonsils out. Always freaked me out, but there was something very wrong with them. But speaking of tonsils, what do your tonsils do? What is the purpose? Why are they there?
Is that a question?
Yes, it is.
Man, I don't know.
It's tough. In this case, they're the first line of defense against inhaled or ingested pathogens.
Oh.
Your first line of defense.
Question three.
Question number three for you. The four largest cities by land area are all located in what U.S. state? Think of a state that has the room to do it.
Oh, that makes sense.
Big state.
California?
Texas.
Alaska.
Damn it!
Is it Alaska?
It is Alaska.
Oh, man.
Sitka, Juneau, Wrangell, and Anchorage.
That's just a border thing.
And Miles and I both gave it a...
Yeah, because Houston's huge. Dallas-Fort Worth is huge.
It is.
I just can't think of a third. I don't know how big Austin is or San Antonio. But
all right, your question. Wavelength allows light to be separated into what? Think of a prism. Or a rainbow.
Or Pink Floyd.
Like, what do you see when you look at a rainbow?
Colors.
Aha! And nice there job. It is. Very good. Coming up, lead guitarist from the Sex Pistols, Steve Jones, on the program. And we got your emails on the way next from the men's room at KISW.com.